From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU officials move to make the migrant return process more humane. European Union officials are pledging that there will be no automatic return for the migrants before they are given a chance to apply for asylum. The announcement follows angry protests by international human rights activists who have accused the EU of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. Jean-Pierre Chembry is a spokesman for the European Asylum Support Office.
So every individual, every case is different, okay? Because everyone has specific things which needs to be looked into. So that's why I want to highlight that this will not be a blanket decision to send everyone back.
Meanwhile, Turkey is to receive a second group of migrants deported from Greece. NATO is preparing to step up its response to threats from the Islamic State group and from Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is neither seeking confrontation with Russia nor a Cold War. Dutch voters went to the polls to vote on whether to back a European Union free trade agreement with Ukraine. The referendum is non-binding, but it will be an important measure of EU support. It comes just 3 months before British voters cast ballots on whether to remain in the European Union. A Panamanian law firm says the millions of documents leaked from its offices this week about offshore bank accounts were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the founders of Mossack Fonseca, says he has ruled out an inside job. He said the hacking was carried out from overseas but did not say what country. The disclosures about the creation of the offshore accounts have forced several world leaders to defend their investments. This is VOA News.